Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, we begin the second hour, and I am not Mike Rivero. I'm Steve Elkins. I got a show on Sunday called Off the Beaten Path, and you're listening to What Really Happened. And we're on the phone with Pam in Michigan. And Pam, let me finish here real quick and let you have the floor again. What's that? Pam dropped. Oh, Pam dropped. Okay, well, I'm going to finish my story anyway. That I actually love cooking, and that cooking became a really passion for me. When I had some downtime, I had an injury. I was helping my father. I saw a good-sized tree with a handsaw. Stupid, we don't have a chainsaw at my dad's house. And I was trying to attempt to get through it with a handsaw, save him a heart attack. And instead, I gave myself a terrible tendonitis. We got worse and worse and ended up having surgery. So I sat on the couch with my arm all wrapped up, watching the cooking channel Food Network. And I just began a passion for making food and cooking and spices and things like that. So that's how my cooking came about, my love of cooking. Learned many things over the years, how to build and electrical some. A little careful on the electrical stuff, but it's just, you know, life and learning new skills. That's what the challenge of life is learning something. But don't wait for the crisis to happen in your life before you say, you know, I should have learned that. You know, you can waste a lot of time watching stupid idiot TV shows, or you can spend a little time improving yourself, learning something, a skill set that will probably come in handy later on down the road. So that's kind of what I do right now. And if I have any time off, I'm learning something new. That's my goal. Back to the phones here. We're going to talk to Nurse Hazel in Colorado. Welcome, Nurse Hazel.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
I'm here.
I'm good.
Good.
I just have a couple of things to share.
Okay.
So I'll start with my work update.
Okay.
So regarding that, I told you about that they're bribing nurses that who
$1,500.
Got
$1,500. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now, so one of the CNA, I think she emailed the integrity and nothing happened because it says on the, I wish I have that thing, but I will email that to you what they specifically said, but I'll just give it like a shortcut. So they said that, we gave this to the people because for the safety of the community, and it's your option to get the shot or not. So that was, it says specifically, you know, on that email, because I have to look for it because she forwarded it to my cell phone. And then, so updates to work. So I have some patients that she was discharged 3 weeks ago, and then she came back because she had hemorrhagic stroke. So now she's back because of the same problem again, and she got two shots of Pfizer, not Moderna, and then so is the husband. So, and then the doctor told them, then if you have an attack again, then just stay home and then watch what's going to happen. So I said, why would you do that instead of, you know, this is enough already for you? Because because I work in the stroke unit, so
yeah,
we take everybody aside from patients that have lung issues. So I even help her with her leg, and she cannot even lift it up. It just drop on the bed. And I said, well, you know what? If this happens again, you get discharged, you really got to go to the hospital again, because we don't know what is going to happen to her next time. Because from the test that I saw, the results, MRI, CAT scan, it's just the same old clot that she has on her brain. And and then we have one patient that went to the cath lab. Now she has occlusion. She had a Moderna shot too, twice. So she didn't realize that, no wonder she was in the hospital for a week. And we've been trying to figure out, finally she got to the cath lab, and then she had an occlusion. So I have a Haitian that I'm precepting. And then she didn't get the shot as well. And then we were just like talking about it, just being silent because we don't want to get in trouble at work. And we didn't even tell the patient, oh, because she got COVID shot. No, we have to be discreet about that because, you know, I think there's a couple of us that had some people didn't have the shot. So we just have to keep quiet, you know. And then everybody that comes back to our hospital, most of them, I look at the chart right away, they got the shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them, seen a lot of that down here, Hazel.
Seen a lot of that down here. It's, I know there's been a big flip. Fauci and Biden have been flipping the numbers here, saying that the unvaccinated are the ones coming in the hospital very, very sick. And I can tell you personally, all my sources, and I've got great sources, it's just the opposite, is a flip. The vaccinated or those who'd received the shot are the ones coming in right now who are very sick, if they're very sick, but they also have underlying health problems and comorbidities, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit, because that really has been downplayed the whole time. Nobody's really talked much about it. The the CDC doesn't talk about it. Nobody talks about, you know, those serious, serious comorbidities and underlying health problems, because I got some stuff here for you. I'll share here in a little bit, but that's very, very important to know. Very important to know.
Yeah. And you know, Steve, it's really upsetting because, you know, I mean, they're all coming back, and then they say, oh, it's the Delta virus. So, and then one thing, one more thing, I went to my doctor like 2 days ago. So, so just for a general checkup. And then after that, she said, did you get your shot? Because I have mild asthma. And she said, why would I do that? I certainly said that to her. And she's Indian doctor. So she said that, well, you really need it because you have comorbidities. Doctor, you have to understand, I work in a COVID floor too. I take care of 4 COVID patients. You know, at that time, even before, you know, I should be sick by now, but I'm not.
Yes, you
know,
should.
I'm pretty much healthy. I do my regimen every day, and I'm doing fine. Thank God for that. And I don't need the shot. Why? What's your opposition? My opposition is it's not FDA approved, and then this is not a real vaccine. You know, I'm not an anti-vax, but this is not working. You know, everybody's getting sick. Well, I'm okay, and then she divulged that, you know, that I can get sick from you by you not being vaccinated. And I said, how so? You know, I don't come to work. I don't come to the doctors getting sick. What makes you think that people will just crawl out of their bed and then just go to the hospital, just intentionally contract people with disease? And they say, oh, well, she got 2 shots. I think she got Pfizer. And she said, oh, I got COVID 3 times. And you know, and she works in the medical clinic. You know, she doesn't work in the hospital because probably I'm not wearing proper PPE. It's not, it's airborne. And I said, it's not airborne. Okay. And she wants me to wear N95 all the time because I'll be exposed and then I'll get sick. And I said, I'm doing fine. Okay. I said, again, I'm only wearing N95. Even N95 makes, I had an asthma attack just wearing N95. Good thing I have my inhaler with me. And I said, why would I wear N95 everywhere? She wants me to wear N95 because, you know, like me, I can give you, she admitted to me, like, I don't know, because I was having questions from her. And then she said, I can give you COVID even if I have a COVID shot because it's a selfish vaccine. And I said, there you go. So you just admitted that you're going to, I'll be worried because, you know, you're seeing me right now. And then, well, I have an exemplary immunity, so I'll be okay. So don't worry about me. And this is my last question because she asked me. She said, do you have any questions? Yeah, I do. Okay, so I want you to be honest with me. If I don't get the shot and no matter what happens, I'm not getting it, are you still going to treat me? And she goes, yeah, I'm treating you right now. No, I'm talking about in the future. And I said, of course. Well, I look her in the eye and she's lying because I know she wants me to take the shot. And I was really pissed about her because I'm about to fire her and look for another doctor that doesn't insist on me getting the shot.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Hazel, there, I think I wouldn't be surprised if I get a letter in the mail at some point in time. This doctor that I have, this nephrologist, will tell me, he's only keeping patients that who have taken the shot, and therefore, unless I take it, he's going to cancel me, which is fine because I can find another nephrologist, and I don't think they're all going to say the same thing. I'm going to take real science over fear, and he proved to me that he did not know what he was talking about. When he told me that natural immunity doesn't work after you've already had natural immunity after having recovered, I knew right away there's a problem here, and this is not any teaching I ever learned in school, and I know I learned pretty good stuff. I'm very disappointed in him. He's been all right as a nephrologist, but I think that's all he knows. I think all he knows is kidneys. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So like I said, like for me, I'm just praying all the time that I hope that they're not going to do it mandatory, because I have an informed consent form that I'm already have a copy that I will just present at work. And also between me and Rattlebone, so probably we're going to be like, because he used to work for Kaiser, and then he has Kaiser benefits, so maybe they'll cut him off too. So I'm just praying to God that, you know, something happens.
Well,
and then,
Hazel, early on I talked mm-hmm. about contracts. When you sign mm-hmm. on for a hospital, you sign a contract, there's requirements, there's expectations on both sides. You signed a bunch of paperwork. Mm-hmm. And you need to look at you. They gave you a copy of that paperwork, and I guarantee you that paperwork never said that they assume the responsibility in order to tell you what to do as far as shots and vaccines go. That was never included. They can write that in, but that's not a legal contract. The contract that you agreed to initially is the contract you need to uphold them to, and that's it. You can't write in something after the fact. And that's going to be your case right there, is that you signed a contract, and that's what you're going to hold them to. You can't later on write something in.
Yeah. So I'll update you more, guys, of whatever I know. And I'm just keeping it discreet because, you know, just want to be careful as well. It's not like I'm afraid, but, you know, because it's like my coworkers will turn against me, you know, some of them, even if they're being nice in front of you. Yeah.
I've lost three friends over this already. I've lost already three friends. One was family over COVID because I was trying to warn them, protect them, and they think I'm crazy. But everything we've predicted in the past is coming true. We talked about over a year ago about vaccine passports, and by golly, they're talking about them. So we weren't crazy 2 years ago when we talked about this. We weren't crazy because it's true now. It's true.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. So anyway, Steve, take care and thank you for taking my call, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Hazel. Appreciate that. Right. I love these people that, just like this doctor I had wearing two masks and a face shield, evidently worried about me because I'm not vaccinated. I didn't take the shot. So did he not sit down and think about it here? Because if he's taken the shot and he actually believes it is preventive, then he's protected against me. So why wearing two masks and a face shield? You know, these are the things you got to point out to these people. I don't know why it doesn't click, but this whole idea that my vaccine won't work unless you take your vaccine is plain stupidity. Okay. It's just plain stupidity. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be fine. I should be dead by now. Because I rarely do it. Only if I have to go inside the hospital, they make me, or they won't see me for a problem I have. Other than that, I don't wear the mask. I'm not going to. I have an immune system that I think our Heavenly Father did a pretty dang good job on it. And I do the right things. I'm glad that that conversation happened, because just the other day I read a story, an article from Dr. Joseph Mercola. Unfortunately, he's buckling under the pressure. He's now releasing his articles only for 48 hours, then recalling them. So if you see anything for Dr. Mercola, you got 48 hours to read it, download it, and keep it or print it out. Other than that, he's kind of caved into the elites. Unfortunate. Very sharp guy. But he put an article out the other day talking about missed opportunities from the CDCs, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Prevention. Missed opportunities, talking about obesity. That those who are obese who get COVID have very poor outcomes. Wonder why? Because that's a serious comorbidity, obesity. And it appears that our population is about 42.4% obese. I didn't know it was that high in southern states. Even, you know, it's pretty dang high in southern states. That greasy fat food they eat down here, southern fried food, it tastes good, but it's not good for you. But 42.4% of this population is obese. having a BMI, a body mass index of greater than 25. That's a serious comorbidity. Let me explain something to you about adipose tissue and fat, obesity. Much of our problems is caused by diet, 100%. Our diet. They say you are what you eat is very much true. You are what you eat. So you see these people that are obese, morbidly obese, different levels of obesity. For every pound that you are overweight, you extend your capillaries by 1 mile for every pound. Think about those capillaries. Capillaries take a lot of blood to infuse, to nourish the fat. So what you actually have here is blood shunting. Blood taken away from areas that probably should go to vital areas and now being shoved off to infuse, to go through the extended capillary system to the adipose tissue, the fat. Those layers and layers of fat. Miles and miles and miles of capillaries to feed that fat with blood. You get enough extension, enough obesity. Of course, you put a lot of pressure on your heart. You make your heart work overtime. You get a situation called congestive heart failure. You've seen those people walking around with the cane and the really swollen, pitting edema ankles. The red, really blotchy red ankles. That's congestive heart failure. That is called peripheral vascular disease, PVD. That's a circulation problem. They are not perfusing, sending enough blood down below. High risk. Obesity leading to diabetes, insulin resistance, cardiac problems, eyes, liver, everything you can think of probably pretty much comes from bad, poor diets. Have you ever heard anything about that from the CDC? Have you ever heard the CDC come out and give a public service announcement about healthy lifestyle to keep you healthy during these times? You ever heard about that? No. You had the early treatments removed. Purposeful, very purposeful. They waited till the panic got up high, the fear level got high enough, and then they rolled out their solution, the warp speed vaccination. That is not a vaccination. There's so much fraud from top to bottom on COVID. It is amazing. It's amazing that people haven't woken up this fast. I learned early on, as soon as they started talking about an asymptomatic spreader, I knew this is a scam. Later on, I learned about Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. This is our great opportunity for the Great Reset and many other objectives to this agenda here. It wasn't hard to figure out. The pieces of the puzzle all came together. And then you can factor in who makes the most money. 20-fold over what his investment is. That would be Bill Gates. Fauci's poor record on HIV and AIDS. It all came together. It's pretty easy to figure this all out. It really is. We're going to go back to the phones here and talk to Dan in Texas. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Steve, just a couple of quick things. Yeah. It's not just the diet. The studies like Paul Thomas did at his pediatrician clinic in Oregon, and then studies that have been done by Joy Garner at the control group. It's not just the diet, it's the vaccines.
I know that, but I'm saying comorbidities, Dan, and I'm saying is comorbidities increase your chances and for a very, very bad outcome. Obesity
absolutely.
Is huge. Obesity is huge. Diabetes is huge. Yep. And if you have those things, you have COPD, you already have a pulmonary that's not strong enough, and now you throw a respiratory virus at it, guess what? What little surface area you have in your lungs to oxygenate your body to perfuse is limited. It's now gone. You're looking at a very grim situation here. Oh, a diet is
two
huge.
Other things,
yeah. Diet is huge.
Two other things I wanted to throw in, Steve. A year ago. Break time.
Yeah, it's break time. Hold on. I'll bring you right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And we are back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkin sitting in for Mike Rivera, who should be back tomorrow. And before we go back to Dan in Texas, we're talking about comorbidities and our underlying health problems with COVID. I just want to bring to your attention, see if you can notice this, but start watching the news. When you do watch the news, I only watch it because I have to, you know, I have to report on the lies of the mainstream media news. But notice that they're talking, the wordage that they're using right now, they're talking about when, let me repeat, when the vaccines, the COVID vaccines will be authorized, not authorized, but approved. They're talking about when, not if, but when. I believe that what's going to happen is there's going to be a serious purge of the VAERS vaccine event reporting system. There's going to be a major purge on that reporting system, and they're going to say, well, look, we got nothing. We're going to now approve it versus authorize. Now we got a problem. But like I said, we go back to the contract. Think about the contract that you signed with your employer. It gave expectations. It gave your job title, your abilities, what you had to do, your responsibilities. And nowhere in that contract that you have with your employer did it ever say that they would decide to give you vaccines or shots There's nothing in there at all. So that's what you need to, that's what you need to hang on to. That is your evidence to take these people on head on, because they're writing something in that does not exist. I don't give a damn about their policy. Well, I have a policy too. Like I said, it is safety and health, and that's number one, because again, if something goes terribly wrong, you have no recourse. You cannot sue the pharmaceuticals. You cannot sue the employer. That's number one. Remember that. Back to Dan. Dan in Texas, you're on.
Yes, Steve. Two things quickly. I had a dear aunt that died a year ago in July. She was in a nursing home in a small town in Illinois, and her daughter would go see her every day, at least twice a day. And then came the lockdown, and then they were no longer allowed to go see her.
Yeah, terrible.
And after the lockdown, 4 months later, she's dead. Yeah. And I will assure you, she died of neglect and loneliness.
Yeah, broken heart.
And then my mother-in-law came to live with us 9 years ago at the age of 88. They had her on 6 different medications, statins, high blood pressure, and a diabetes pill. And they had her on 3 other pills to deal with the side effects of those 3 pills. Huh. And when she came to stay with us, she asked us, do I have to take that stuff? We said, absolutely not. She said, I don't want to take it. So we stopped giving it to her. She was absolutely just totally lethargic when she came to stay with us. Mm-hmm. We took her off of those medications, and the lethargy went away.
Yeah.
And she finally died 12 days ago at the ripe old age of 97 years,
wow,
3 months, and 13 days.
Wow.
And she died peaceably in her sleep.
Good.
And never got sick from any COVID, and we never followed, except my wife would wear a mask to go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We never complied with any of their bull crap rules.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
You and the audience can make of that what you will, but that's just the way it is. That's what happened. And
Dan, I appreciate your story. I do. It's a good story. 97
right.
years old. That's a full life and more.
Yep. 97 years, 3 months, and 13 yeah. days.
That's great. Wow. I'll never see that. I'll never see it.
Thank you.
But thanks for your call. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Steve.
You got it. No, underlying health and comorbidities is huge. It's huge on every level. When it comes down to diseases and pathogens, it really is. And it's never been emphasized enough that most of us are in pretty good shape. I remember I read off the percentages of survivability, and children, you know, being the highest of survivability, they're not the spreaders. They're not the ones getting sick and dying. And if a child dies from COVID, there's usually a very serious underlying health problem like leukemia or something. Of course, that's not important. You know, it's the child died from COVID, and that's what they run with the story. Very sad. Our mainstream media news that you have to put up with, it's the worst. It is the absolute worst. It wasn't good when I was a kid growing up, but I think as I got more politically involved, I realized how scripted it was and how poor, and there really is no investigative journalism anymore. There's no Edward R. Murrow's out there, you know, knocking down the doors and beating the bushes here trying to find the truth to a story. It's simply read the teleprompter. This is what you need to tell the people. And, of course, it's always bad news or it's speculative. And it's could be, maybe, might. Increases fear. Fear paralyzes common sense and critical thinking. And so they have you right away. We'll be right back. Another half an hour to go. Phone lines are open. 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Let's see what you've got to say.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And we are back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkins sitting in for Mike Rivero today. And let's got a headline here just popped up a little bit ago. I find it interesting. I'm not really following the Daily Mail these days because I think it's been exaggerated, but a lot of people quote it as a good source. Daily Mail. USC's 240% rise in COVID cases, 100,000 new cases per day. I just want to address that as a case is a case. When you need treatment because you're not able to function normally, or you need hospitalization, that is a true case, not just having a positive. But that's what they're using, actually. And of course, they're using a faulty test, the PCR testing itself, at 28 cycles or higher, which will give you a false positive. So that's a positive. My God, are they symptomatic? Do they need to be hospitalized? No, but it's a case. And if you just look at the number here, saying 100,000 cases per day. If these were true cases, well, we wouldn't have any hospital rooms, no hospital beds available whatsoever. Again, this is just a way to pump up the fear, to break down the barriers, to basically get you to roll up your sleeve and take the shot. That's all it is. It's a fear campaign, and it's not working on a lot of us. We've already decided, you know, you can come knock on our doors. You can come knock on their door. Mr. Elkins, we're here to give you the shot. Well, that's fine. I don't want it. Or just don't answer the door whatsoever, because to tell you the truth, I worry about opening your door to anybody in government. You'll have these people saying, well, you open the door, that means an invitation to come into your home. No, it's not. It's not. And you push them out, and of course, what? That's physical. Oh, my God, it's battery. We have the right to use lethal force against you now. You see where I'm going with this one here? Probably best not to open the door at all. Don't even peek out the window. If you want to, you can do what I do. I have a sign on my door that says, no solicitation. On my property, it says, no trespassing. By my outside my front door, I actually have the American flag hanging. It's hanging. It's hanging inverted upside down. I want everyone to understand who comes to my home, especially government, that the inverted flag is saying the nation is in distress. This nation is in distress, no doubt about it. That flag will remain inverted, and if it wears out, I'll put another one up, and it will be inverted. And I'm told, somebody's told me one day, you know, that's against the law. You can't do that. It's illegal. There's laws that you cannot hang your flag inverted because that's saying it's a nation in crisis. And when you're not a nation in crisis, that's illegal. They could prosecute you for that. I say bring it on. So it's okay to take the American flag and burn it as a statement. But it's not okay to invert the flag to say I'm concerned my nation is in crisis here. You got BLM, you got CRT, you got Antifa, you got the nation falling apart, you got illegals coming over the border, everything is going wrong, and you're telling me I'm supposed to say, wave my little flag and say hallelujah, patriotism? Is that what you're telling me? I should forget what I see about the destruction of my nation? I'm sorry, I can't close my eyes to these things. I cannot close my eyes. We are a nation in crisis, and my flag is going to remain inverted. And if you got the guts, you want to file a lawsuit against me, fine. I'll go to court on this one. I'll go to court, and I'll point out of how this country is falling apart. Cancel culture, woke culture, tearing down statues, teaching children LGBTQ+. You want it? I'll give it. I'll shovel it right back at you, baby. I will. I'll shovel it right at you. Telling me I'm supposed to just take it and wave the flag and be a patriotic American. The Constitution means something to me. The Bill of Rights means something to me. I'm going to go back to your phone calls here. And Charles in St. Pete, Florida, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Steve, I have to kind of correct something you were saying about Edward R. Murrow.
Well, he wasn't perfect. He wasn't
was
perfect.
One of the. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No.
He was one of the people I remember. I was born in 1943, and I grew up during the McCarthy hearings,
right
after the Korean War, or during the Korean War. I was a little kid, but I remember Martin Ogronski and Edward R. Murrow. They were vicious attackers of Joe McCarthy. Other people I can't remember, but I would even say Edward R. Murrow's speeches during the Blitz in London. He was there, but it was one-sided propaganda for Franklin Roosevelt and his war machine that brought wholesale bombing of civilian areas in Japan and Germany. And like they were suffering or something. The people in Germany, they resisted being bombed.
Charles, what I'll say here about it, I didn't say he was perfect. I think Edward R. Murrow picked his battles.
He was a total enemy among the, like Eleanor Roosevelt. I remember her. Hello, world. She was there, and her commie friends were making fun of the House Committee on Un-American Activities. This is after Franklin Roosevelt. He died in 1945. But, oh, I remember her. She lived up into the 50s and 60s. Another one. I don't know. I didn't mean to be. I'm not being personal with it, or trying to be not be, but I would take a different view of the Martin Agronsky and Edward R. Murrow, among others.
Well, I think he picked his battles. I think he picked his battles. He knew how far he could go. He went farther than a lot of them did. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't the perfect newsman. The perfect newsman probably didn't live very long. The perfect newsman, I mean, we know all about, we all know about the FBI and the corrupt FBI, the blacklist, the crossdresser himself, making up, putting people on the blacklist. We know all about that. I think Murrow wasn't perfect, but I think he picked his battles, and I think he did better than what we see today. I don't see any evidence of investigative journalism today at all. I see none. I see teleprompter readers, and I see beautiful women with beautiful blue eyes and beautiful hair and beautiful teeth that are selling you misinformation and disinformation. That's what I see most of the time. It's sad.
Yeah,
eye candy.
Yeah,
we call it eye candy. Sure. That's what sells. Sex sells. Fox knows that. CNN knows that. MSNBC knows that. Sex sells. They get these beautiful girls out of a modeling schools or whatever. Can you read this line? Perfect. You'll work. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, back then in the 50s, we used to worship J. Edgar Hoover. You know, we didn't know what the real Hoover was like. Yeah. I think it's come out what his...
His cross-dresser.
You know,
he was a closet homosexual that actually used homosexuality against other people, politicians, but he was a homosexual himself.
Yeah, what about Eisenhower's brother, Milton Eisenhower, had 100 communist fronts to his name, you know. Everybody back then, I like Ike, you know, and
yeah, I know.
And that Adlai Stevenson, had a British accent. We could trust him, you know. And I like Ike, but Ike's war crimes that he did during the Second World War, we didn't know about them.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Or Franklin Roosevelt or Harry Truman. Harry Truman is another one, you know. Mm-hmm. He abandoned Forrestal. I think he may have been in on. I think Forrestal was suicided. He mm-hmm. It wasn't an accident. He was in the was a naval hospital in Washington D.C. And his brother, who was a Catholic priest, was not allowed to see him in the. What is the hospital there? I can't think of it. Where he supposedly jumped out of the 16th floor, you know.
Right. Charles, I appreciate your call, but I got to move on, Charles. I got two more calls
here
to get in.
Thank you. Sorry.
But I appreciate your call, and I agree with you. It's, you know, presidents, they lie. They end up becoming killers themselves, usually. There's no exception. We've seen some really bad presidents, at least in my lifetime, getting worse and worse. I got to say, I thought George W. Bush was probably the worst president we've ever had. But I think, a little over 6 months now, I think Biden is clearly the winner and the worst president I've ever seen in my life. And I just can't imagine 3.5 more years of disastrous politics. I just can't imagine what's in 3.5 more years, what the U.S. will look like. Very scary. He may not be there, but then again, the second in command, Kamala Harris, camel toe Harris, that's probably worse than Biden. I don't know. It's a sad state we're in. Going to go back to the phones here and talk to W in Texas. You're on the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to... I think I'm probably one of the few callers that's probably actually talked about this, but I just want to bring up Africa again.
Sure.
The White Coat Summit, you know, with the folks that were on the Supreme Court steps last year, they had a follow-up summit a couple weeks ago, and everybody should definitely watch that probably have to go to some of these alternative video sites to see it, but it's definitely worth watching. It's about 4 hours. Within the first hour, they had a Dr. Geoff Mitchell. I think he's from Ohio. Okay. And he actually talked at the original one. And he, along with Stella Emanuel, they talked about Africa and hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
And so he was there again, and he had a follow-up. So this is a year later, right? Mm. And so he talked about, you know, everything he talked about last time, the low death rates, trying to figure out, well, why does Africa, I mean, generally speaking, less technology, less healthcare infrastructure, less infrastructure in general for sanitation, why is this place having less deaths than the U.S.? And, of course, his theory was hydroxychloroquine and other, he mentioned some other type of medicine similar. Hydroxychloroquine is available over the counter there.
Yeah.
And that's what the America's frontline doctors were trying to get Trump to do here. That never happened for some reason.
Right. Right.
But anyway, long story short is this. Take a guess. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but take a guess how many deaths he reported in all of Africa. These are reported deaths from COVID-19. If we have 600,000 out of 333 million here, take a guess how many out of 1.3 billion Africans, how many deaths he showed on his chart. Just take a guess. What do you think?
I thought I read something like 477 or something like that.
Thousand.
Yeah. Not much.
On this chart, I just looked at it. I had to find it. I just want to make sure I had the right number. On this video.
Yeah, I thought it was 477. I thought I read somewhere. Yeah.
158,000 reported COVID-19 deaths in Africa, 1.3 billion people versus 600,000 out of 330 million people in one of the most advanced countries with healthcare. That doesn't make any sense, Steve. This is a big scam. It's been a scam for 12 plus months. That's what I wanted to say.
It is. You know, it's interesting that I learned about what's in Africa, because Steve Starrs did a little education. I learned quite a bit from him talking about HIV and AIDS in Africa and Fauci's involvement with HIV and AIDS treatment in Africa, the scam there going on. But I didn't realize, at least I forgot, and I had to remember, but blacks, having black skin, they do not absorb vitamin D through the sunshine like we do.
Right.
And therefore, they are usually vitamin D deficient. But then again, you mentioned about the hydroxychloroquine. It is over the counter over there in many different countries. It's over the counter. So they knew what to do in order to protect themselves. But those treatments, those early treatments were removed here in the United States. And I don't know why anybody didn't really think about that really hard, because Wayne, but he had early treatment. Dr. Peter McCullough came forward and said, you know, with a cocktail of one or two or three of these cocktails, you have great success. I've treated hundreds of people with COVID early stages, and I've done great. Those were all removed for the reason because they needed cases. They used a faulty PCR testing to get the cases that were really not true cases. Of course, bring fear and then roll out, I guess, the COVID shot itself. This all was all very scripted and all very well planned out, I'm saddened that many people, have still not figured it out, and I've decided to not waste my time with those people anymore.
They haven't figured it out. They haven't figured it out 15 months later, Steve.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's sad. Hey, let me throw something by you here before I let you go. I just found this in my change the other day. Have you seen the new quarters lately, the new quarters?
The new quarters? What's that?
Well, I'm talking about a quarter. You know, a quarter?
Oh,
coinage.
No. The coin.
Okay,
you
know, they have the state's quarters, and I got a new quarter in my hand and changed the other day, and I thought, wait a minute, they're done with the state quarters. I have all the state quarters. What's this all about? And I turn it over, and I kid you not, it is to recognize the Tuskegee Airmen. I said, yeah, that'll make up for the Tuskegee experiment. Just mint a quarter, and that atrocity will all go away, and they'll all be very happy. But I actually have a Tuskegee Airmen quarter that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad?
Interesting. Yeah.
Very sad.
Yep. We know how it works. Yep. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Got it. Back to the phones here. Talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi. A fellow named Colin Todd chose, who's a veteran, and talking about how the veterans need to stick together because they're going to force the all the VA hospitals, which he says is the biggest medical hospital, you know, in the whole country. And they got to stick together because they're going to try to make them take the jab.
Yeah, right.
Pat,
hold that comment, hold that thought. I'll bring you right back after a short commercial break, okay?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what
Fauci
I...
Fauci here. If community spread doesn't get under control, the U.S. sooner or later will get another variant. You got COVID, you got Delta, you got Gamma, you got Lambda. We got a dog chasing his tail here. The question I have for you to look outside the box here is, in order to identify a pathogen, this variant, don't you already have to have a test in place prior to identify it? I think you do. Which means that what really is probably going on here is that there are no variants. I don't think there are any variants. I think what we have is the initial. I think this is a strain of the flu. And they simply call it something else. And they keep telling another variant, another variant, another variant to get the fear up for you to go finally get this shot. I don't think they actually exist. I think Paul Craig Roberts is absolutely correct. Can't identify it. Can't sample it. Can't have it, show it out there. Then it doesn't exist. What they probably do have is a flu variant that's gone through gain of function testing. And that's it. Pat, I'll let you finish it up here before we close out.
Okay, well, they have organized something called Walkout Wednesday, which is the 11th, 2 days. Okay. And the government has planned something else. They're going to kind of test some kind of emergency system. But I imagine that was after they find out about this Walkout Wednesday. And it says it's noon, and if you can't walk off your job without notice, just take a sandwich and walk out. And they want people to make signs. And if you go to this one website, Walkout Wednesday, it just disappeared. I was going to read it to you right off of the phone. But it tells you what to put on the signs, you know. And they have audios there, but don't try YouTube. They're all gone. There's little things you can listen to there. And so... I think we owe it to the veterans. You know, I'm not a veteran. I don't care what it costs, $1.50 or $2 for a poster board and $2 for a wide. Be sure it's wide now. People have to see what you've written. And don't wave them. I don't understand people waving a sign because then you can't read it. If people would do that, it makes a difference. I mean, I've been around a bank before one time with something looked like a dollar bill. I don't know what we were saying, probably about the Federal Reserve. It's just two of us, and it worked. I mean, everybody come to the window, and they looked out, and the security goes out and looks around the bushes, trying to act like we're going to run in there and have a bank robbery or something. But I got A-OK signs from there, from the windows. You really need to do this, people. If you have any way to get close enough to your VA hospital or help them out, I'm all for it. Because let the little 800 kids that came over a couple of days ago, don't give them no COVID shot. We need to kind of dock them out here so we have some soldiers in the future. I don't know if we're going to have a military.
Good questions. Good observation. I'll look into that. I'll look into that. Thanks for your call, Pat. Appreciate it. Well, I'm going to step out and have a cold one real quick, just a glass of water, and I'll be right back in the studio. John Stadmiller, National Intel Report's coming up next. I'm looking forward to it. I'm all fired up, ready to go another 2 hours. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.